With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, every once in a while, you're surprised during free agency something happens that you really didn't anticipate. And that's what happened with the Bucks on Monday, which was the first day of the free agent negotiating period. Now, these are people who are going to become free agents on the first day of the new league year on Wednesday at 4 p.m., right? But you can talk to them. Some people call it legal tampering. That's an oxymoron. It is now legal, and it is not tampering. So, you can talk to free agents. You can reach deals. A bunch of guys reached deals on Monday with other teams. It was fast and furious. Those deals will be announced if they signed as early as Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And you know, players can, on occasion, it's been rare, will back out of those and maybe sign with another team that's always been announced that they were going someplace else. But it's very unusual to have that occur. But what happened with the Bucks is that they reached an agreement with Jamel Dean. 4 years, $52 million with $26 million guaranteed, which I'm here to tell you is plenty enough money for me, okay? But, Steve, I think he could have maybe gotten more on the open market. We don't know his offers. We don't know where else that what other teams are interested. But he was ranked in the top five by Pro Football Focus of all free agents, right? And that included Geno Smith, who re-signed with the Seattle Seahawks as a quarterback. So he was pretty highly coveted at a position of need for many, many teams. And the Bucks had already signed Carlton Davis a year ago to a three-year, $44.5 million contract. So you figure, well, given their salary cap situation, and you know, what was it, a week ago or so, they were $57 million over the salary cap. Now they've created enough space to not only be compliant, but also begin to sign some free agents. And this was a big deal for them. And I'm impressed that they were able to get Jamel Dean back. I didn't know that they could afford him, number one. And then number two, I really thought, you know, usually when you get to this point in free agency, players really want to see what's out there. And I'm not saying he didn't get offers from other teams, but for some reason they were able to talk him into staying right here in Tampa.
Yeah, this one shocked me as well. When I saw the news, I'm like, I fully expected the Bucks were going to lose him. I thought he was going to get a huge deal somewhere. Not that the deal he got here isn't.
Right.
But I thought he was the top cornerback on the market,
mm-hmm.
that he was going to command big money. But it I think it's got, probably says a lot about Todd Bowles.
Right.
The players in that defensive secondary and on defense, you know what, you know, he was in that draft class with what, Sean Murphy Bunting, with Devin White. Oh,
yeah.
You know, all those guys, he came in together, probably, you know, it probably says he's pretty tight with Carlton Davis as well.
Yeah,
I'm just guessing,
sure.
That, you know, he's
got teammates at Auburn.
Yeah.
You know,
he's got a comfort level here and likes, you know, the defense and his teammates and probably the coaching staff as well. And that says a lot for this team and this organization, considering some of the criticism Todd Bowles gets from fans and others. You know, but when you can get a top free agent and maybe the top cornerback in the league to re-sign with you.
Right.
And you know, it's not the Tom Brady-led Buccaneers at this point.
Right.
That says a lot. And it's a surprise move, and it's a great move for the Bucs.
Yeah, and I think you make a good point. You know, this is not a situation where this team is necessarily considered, even by the players on it, as being a Super Bowl contender. I mean, everybody has those aspirations, and they all think, you know, that's the goal of all 32 teams every year. But realistically, there's probably about a half dozen teams or more, but not many more, that have a legit chance of going all the way. And I don't think anybody's conceding the NFC South. We can get into that in a minute. But, like, you know, they were 8-9 last year with Tom Brady, and they lost decisively to Dallas in the wild card round at home. So how much better are you now without Tom Brady? You're going to have Kyle Trask, definitely another one or two quarterbacks that you're going to sign, you know, in the free agency, which we'll talk about later. But you're right. It's like you're not coming back necessarily to say, I'm going to win another ring here. And you know, I thought it was interesting because I was kind of been checking the web as we do all day at these periods to see what's happening next. If you don't hear from an agent, you're going to see it on Twitter or something. But Logan Ryan, who is a very well-respected veteran, of course, came here from the Giants, and he is a free agent as well. Played one season at safety for the Bucks. He tweeted this about Jamel Dean. I thought it was interesting. He said, you know, people know Jamel Dean got the size and the track speed, but they don't see all the extra work he put in, extra film sessions plus crazy note taker. He came prepared, and it paid off. Love to see it at Jamel Dean. And that is the God's truth. Like, when Dean got here, well, first of all, going back even before that, his story is remarkable because he was a guy that had some serious knee injuries in high school. And he enrolled early at Ohio State. He got an offer there. And Ohio State disqualified him for his knees or his knee injury. And they said, and there were people that said, you're not going to play football again. Like, this is so severe that we don't think you're ever going to play football. And he never took that as anything but a challenge. He went back, ended up at Auburn, worked his way, you know, through there. Like I said, him and Carlton Davis played together in that secondary. Carlton was a year ahead of him. And before long, you know, he makes it to the NFL Combine, and the guy goes out, and we know he's got size. I mean, he's a fairly tall guy, 200-something pounds. But, you know, he went out and ran at the Combine. He ran like a 4.30, and, you know, he ran faster than all but two receivers that year. And you're right, he was part of that draft class, you know, with Devin White and Murphy Bunning and Mike Edwards, the safety, and Anthony Nelson, and even Matt Gay, who's, you know, pretty secure with the Rams. But he made himself a player. He had a lot of injuries, kind of nicked things going on early in his career. You know, he was behind some other corners. But really the last 2 years is when he really emerged as a starter and had, you know, some big plays. Remember the pick six against you know, even going back before that against the Packers. He allowed last year just completion percentage of just 50%. That ranked fourth in the NFL among cornerbacks with at least 50 targets. And then he allowed just 6.1 yards per target when he was the guy in primary coverage. That tied for 10th in the league. So he's put up the numbers, a couple interceptions each of the last 2 years. And it says something about Dean because – and I know Jamel a little bit, but, you know, he's a guy, I think, who's just sort of loyal. Like, I know he enjoys his teammates, and a lot of players do. And we don't know the offers, how, you know, whether it was stunningly better someplace else or, you know, with the Florida income tax, if it was maybe just a wash and it was the same. But I really do think he's close to people, especially Todd Bowles, because he would be that guy. You know, Bowles had the 4 a.m. crew or these young — he called them his puppies — were coming in and learning football, and they would put in the time. And that's what Jamel has done to make himself a better player. He really didn't understand the pro game. He was one of those guys that in college, you know, just played man-to-man football, right? It's like, you got him, you got him, you got him. And so he would just cover whoever was in front of him. And then you get to the NFL, and it's, you know, there's zone coverage, there's man press man, there's you know, cover three, and all sorts of different things that he had to adjust to that he didn't really play at Auburn. And so it took him a while. I remember his first game against Seattle, he gave up like three touchdown passes. He had to come in for an injured corner, and he felt awful and stood there and answered every question in a game that was pretty close that, you know, he got turned around in. But he has made himself into a real pro, and he has found his way to stay on the field the last 2 years predominantly. He broke his toe last year. He still managed to play. But he's a different dude. Like, he's really sort of – I could see him, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth. You talked about this earlier. He might just be a guy that's comfortable where he is. That you know what, that's more important or as important to him, the people that he plays for and with, as it is just chasing one more dollar. Here's another thing, and I don't — this probably had absolutely zero to do with anything, but I think I would do this with every free agent that I thought I was going to lose. The Bucks about 6 months ago announced they had a celebrity cruise And they even said who was going to be on it. They said it was going to be Jamel Dean, Joe Tryon, Soinka, and Tristan Wirfs. These guys got back off 7 days ago to the day that he signed the contract. I don't know if that had anything to do with anything, but I might want to try it next year too. They went to Key West in the Bahamas, and so you have a ton of Bucks fans, mostly Bucks fans on this boat, right? And they're just fans, right? He's got pictures with everybody, just having a good time, and you know, his teammates are there. It's like, you know, it's kind of an esprit de corps moment, right? Like maybe that got him kind of emotional about leaving these guys. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, to be honest, and you and I were talking before the podcast, I'm surprised they had a free agent on the cruise a week before free agency, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, this was planned months ago, but you know who your free agents are months ago.
Oh, sure. They knew last year. Yeah.
You know, unless maybe there was already discussions and, you know, he's your free agent. You're allowed to have conversations with them before this week.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, maybe he was like, no, I want to stay, you know. Mm-hmm. If I get it, if it's the offer's good enough, fair enough, I want to be here. I want to stay here. So, which, like I said, says a lot about the organization too. If that's the way he feels,
it does. It says that they feel comfortable, and this is where he was drafted. They gave him his chance. I mean, we'll have a chance to talk to, to him down the road. But you know, Jamel's, it's a great signing for the Bucks. If you consider where they came from, everybody was hand wringing and, you know, they're $57 million over the cap, and Brady dumped them with $35 million in dead money, and they had to cut some players, and they cut some players that had played a lot of great football for them over the years. Donovan Smith, Cam Brate, Leonard Fournette said he asked for his release. Regardless, he was going to be released. Some of those contracts, two of those will be coming up and giving them cap space on Wednesday. But, they were up against it. And to think they've come, not only is Mike Greenberg, their vice president of football operations, the cap, you know, salary cap savant, managed to get them compliant, but he's also created some extra space, obviously, for them to re-sign Dean. They want to re-sign Lavonte David. I saw where the Dolphins agreed to terms with a couple, or at least one linebacker, which might bode well for the Bucks, because I always thought, well, you know, there's a good football team in Miami. That's his hometown. Maybe, you know, Lavonte would prefer to play there for a year. David did not, as far as we know, accept the contract offer the first day, which probably also bodes well for the Bucks. That there's a chance that he might want to finish his career here too. They did lose one free agent that we know of, and that's defensive tackle Raheem Nunez-Roches. And he put this on social media. He said, "Thank you, Tampa Bay, for everything and everyone who supported my family and I while we've been in Tampa. It's been real. Forever love, signing out Nacho." He's going to the New York Giants. He's not going as a starter. He signed a 3-year deal, but he's depth. They need the Giants have talked about how they need some depth on both lines, but it's particularly the defensive line. And so he's going to take that and move on. But so far, he's the only one. And there was a lot of signings, a lot of things that went on in the NFL, including some of the quarterback news that we're still waiting on and some that will involve the Bucks. The Bucks also are trying to part ways with Shaq Mason. This is something that was sort of anticipated. I mean, he started last year. He was okay, but he's due about $8.5 million in the final year of his deal. They're trying to trade him. If they can't, I think he's going to become one of those salary cap casualties to save a pretty significant amount of money on the salary cap. And we mentioned the releases, so that was sort of inevitable. But we're just starting now. We're just getting started, not even 24 hours into the negotiating period, and we still got signing day, if you will, at 4 o'clock on Wednesday. But so far, if you were going to make a list and check boxes, you would say, okay, Bucks, get cap compliant. They did that, right? You lost three pretty significant players, but no one, you know, Donovan wasn't good last year, and Brate's career has started to plateau, and, Leonard Fournette wanted out of here. So, you know, you haven't really taken a big bite out of your team. Obviously, you need the quarterback position, which we'll talk about. But to get to this position and then re-sign the number one free agent and one of the top five free agents in all of football, that's a pretty good first day. That's a really good first day, and it keeps you competitive in the NFC South. But quarterback is what it's going to be all about, I think, in free agency for the Bucs. And we'll get to that in just a moment. First, I want to tell you guys how to save money on your electric bill. This is no lie. May Electric Solar, they're a family-owned business. They've been installing solar electric systems now for 13 years. There's a lot of these companies out there, but May Electric Solar is committed to you for the long term. I mean long term. They guarantee their workmanship with a 30-year labor and service warranty. Plus, with every installation, you get $750 worth of surge protection for all your appliances. That's the main difference. If you visit the Hudson showroom, May Electric displays all its products. They conduct on-site testing. You can see exactly what they're going to install, and they're going to customize it to your needs, too. We saw a guy, when we were out watching one of these installations, dude had an electric car, so they needed a certain amount of voltage for him to charge his car. People want to heat pools with solar energy. They can do all that stuff. So, that's important. And they don't use subcontractors. All those guys we saw on the roof that were installing those panels, those are Billy Mays guys, and that's important. So start saving today. Call the solar energy experts, May Electric Solar, at 727-819-2862. You can schedule your free estimate, lower your electric bill all year long, and preserve the quality of your appliances. That's May Electric Solar at 727-819-2862. All right, so it's all about the quarterback, and the Bucs only have Kyle Trask on roster, and that's who they've been talking about the most and how they drafted him for a reason. They really, really like him. He's going to get his shot to be the starter. All that's great stuff, right? He's out there every day. He's the first guy, the last guy to leave. Most mentally tough guy, whatever Todd Bowles said about him at the end of last year. Here's what I can tell you about Kyle Trask. The Bucs have no idea what he's going to do when he gets his chance. They don't. And there's no way they could. And he's going to have to learn a new system under Dave Canales, so that's going to set him back. He has a new quarterbacks coach who hasn't coached quarterbacks before or any position. That could also be a factor. But regardless, they liked Kyle Trask coming out, and by gosh, he's sat around for 2 years now, and this is his shot. Great. But they're not just going to hand him the job. They have to bring in some competition for him, because if you're Todd Bowles or even Jason Light, you can't go into the season putting it all on him. You have to make him earn it. And you have to have a pretty good fallback position, even if he does earn it and he gets hurt or whatnot. Now, the salary cap is real. This is where, regardless of them re-signing Jamel Dean or whatever, they were never going to be in it for one of the top-tier guys. And even as we sit here taping this podcast late on Monday night, Aaron Rodgers is still with the Green Bay Packers. He has not made or announced his decision yet whether he's going to the Jets. There's been other movement. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll get into that a little bit more. Sam Darnold went to the San Francisco 49ers, which also bodes well. For one player that the Bucs are considered a, quote, strong contender, and it's for Baker Mayfield. That's right, Baker Mayfield, the former number one overall pick out of Oklahoma, with the Cleveland Browns last year, traded to the Carolina Panthers. Things didn't work out there. Matt Rhule got fired after 5 games. They went back and forth with Darnold and him and other quarterbacks. He ended up eventually getting released and picked up off waivers by the LA Rams. He played after just 2 days there in practice and actually came from behind and beat the Raiders on a Monday night game, which was incredible. He is a legit guy. And, you know, and the reason is, if you're Baker Mayfield, of course, it's obvious. How many teams legitimately will give him a chance to win the job? And even if they did, how many of those have good players around them? In other words, there's a lot of teams that are, you know, whether you're the Houston Texans or other places, like you're definitely going to draft a quarterback, right? We know that the Carolina Panthers are going to direct, they just had Baker, but I'm just saying, you know, how many teams really need a guy? You could say, well, maybe the Commanders, although they seem interested in re-signing, Taylor Heineke. I mean, there's some, but there's not a lot, not as many as you think. And when you go through the list, you'd see this. But, you know, for the Bucs to have made it known that you know, they have a pecking order in terms of the free agent quarterbacks they like. They also like Jacoby Brissett. If I had to rank them just based on what I'm hearing, Mayfield is number one. Brissett would be a number two. Brissett has interest, I think, from the Arizona Cardinals, because Kyler Murray is not going to be ready when the ACL, because of that ACL when the season starts. So this is a role that Brissett has played before, right? Cleveland signs Deshaun Watson. He's suspended 11 games. Brissett's the starter, holds the fort down, wins some games, beats the Bucks, and, you know, as soon as Deshaun comes back, he goes to the bench. No fuss, no muss. He doesn't make any waves. He's a consummate pro. He's good with a good running game and a good defense. And so that's another guy that would be fairly high on the pecking order. I mean, after that, Blaine Gabbert will get a look. We've talked about Drew Locke from Seattle. I think it's really important for Dave Canales to have a guy in that quarterback room that understands the offense and all its nuances and can help teach that and provide help for other quarterbacks, whether he wins the job or not. And he's another guy that isn't going to get a shot many places. I mean, if I'm a quarterback, I want to come to Tampa. If I'm a free agent quarterback, this would be high on my list because I think I can beat out Kyle Trask. And I think there's enough good pieces on this offense for me to have a chance to win in the NFC South. But and ultimately, I would not be surprised if Baker Mayfield winds up here. You know, Tom Mills, who's his agent, is going to start fielding offers now. Some of it will be money, but with Baker, it's more about opportunity. You can structure a contract for a guy like him that doesn't maybe guarantee him, you know, $25 million a year, but maybe it guarantees him 8 to 10, and the rest of it is on a, you know, per start basis, right? You get so much dollars for every game you start. If you play and you win the job, you have a chance to be paid like a starter, and that's a fair way to do it. So for Mayfield, I think he's going to be looking for opportunity. Look, he's only 28 years old. He is shopping for his fourth team in six seasons, but it wasn't that long ago that, you know, his third year in Cleveland, he took the Browns to an 11-5 record. He stayed healthy. They had a win over the Steelers in the AFC wildcard game. His record is 29-30 with the Browns, and it's 31-38 overall. He was 1-5 last season with the Panthers, which was a bad football team that got rid of Christian McCaffrey and others, Robbie Anderson. You know, they kind of cleaned house and they lost their head coach. So, you know, we know what he did when he had talent around him with the Rams, even in just, you know, 2 days of practice. But I really do. I think you can fashion a contract for him that would be acceptable to him, and especially with the opportunity you provide. So, look, it should happen in the next few days if it's going to, I think. Baker could decide to take some trips if he has a market and he's not sure about some of these other teams. He could come to Tampa and really, you know, really try to, you know, to flush out what this situation really is here, because, you know, he needs to turn it around. But his record and everything he's done is very comparable to what Drew Brees did in San Diego before he went to New Orleans. And then, you know, Brees had an injury, and but, you know, it's all his stats are line up with Drew. So maybe there is a second act for Baker Mayfield on a really good football team. And I think it'd be interesting, Steve. He's an interesting guy. I mean, if you talk about, okay, who are the quarterbacks available? Jimmy Garoppolo was not going to come here because he cost too much money. Mm-hmm. And because I don't think he can throw, you know, I think it's going to be interesting in Las Vegas because he can't throw the deep ball. And I think Adams and those guys are going to find that out pretty quick. But regardless, who would you want of that group, right? I mean, if Derek Carr is not your guy and they could not afford Derek Carr, mm-hmm. then there's not a lot of frontline guys. You're never going to get Aaron Rodgers. I don't even know if the Jets are going to get him. So I think this makes a lot of sense, and he's a fun guy. He's going to bring relevance to your organization. And from talking to Todd Monken, he's a gamer. Like, this dude has a competitive streak and edge to him that has served him well throughout his life when he's been counted out.
No, I think Baker Mayfield is the best option for the Bucs. You know, Jacoby Brissett would be okay. I didn't think Mike White would have been a bad choice either if you didn't get those guys.
That's true.
He's going to Miami. Mm-hmm. So he's going to back mm-hmm. up Tua, or presumably start if Tua can't go at the start of the season.
Right.
But I thought what he's done in New York every time he's been asked to jump in was admirable.
Been good.
And been very good. And you ask the players around him, too. They loved mm-hmm. him as well. But to me, Baker has the most upside.
Right.
Like, if you want to, if you think you can win this division this year, and I still think the division's up in the air. We know Carolina's going to have a rookie quarterback. Presumably, that quarterback's going to start, whether it's Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud.
And that's going to be a tough road for them. I don't mm-hmm. care how good of a football team. You know, if you're a first-time mm-hmm. starter in the NFL, there's a reason why you're going to that team. And I know Carolina traded up, but that's not a great football team yet.
Mm-hmm. Derek Carr's going to New Orleans. They're the favorites, I think, at this point.
Absolutely.
But I don't think they're so far ahead. I mean, the Bucks have talent on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they still need to figure out what they're going to do on the offensive line. I mean, we know they've lost Donovan Smith. They're looking to get rid of Shaq Mason. So they're going to have to bring some guys in, whether it's through the draft or signing guys. You know, they still got to figure that out. Tristan Wirfs most likely moving to left tackle. So a lot of changes there. They got to figure that out. But if you can find a quarterback, when you've got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Russell Gage now all wrapped up for this year, Kate Otten's a up-and-coming tight end who presumably is just going to get better this year.
Sure.
Rashad White, you like what you've seen out of him so far as running back. They're going to get another running back, whether they sign someone or draft someone. Because you don't have Leonard Fournette anymore. I mean, if they can figure out the line and give Baker Mayfield, you know, just some time there, knowing that you still should have a pretty good defense, especially now that you got Jamel Dean back. You know, if you can keep Dean and Davis on the field at the same time, and if Shaq Barrett can stay healthy and get a pass rush, it should be a good defense. Right. We got Devin White in the middle. You got Antoine Winfield Jr. going back to safety. Vita Vea and Logan Hall in the middle.
Logan Hall inside, yeah.
You know, if Jotron Cuenca can make another step forward, I don't know if he's there yet, but he's gotten better each year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's where you want him at this point in his career, but I think he still has room to grow and improve.
Right.
You got a good defense. I mean, you know, look at where Baker's been. I mean, Cleveland's been a mediocre franchise for a generation, at least, if not longer.
It's the black hole of quarterbacks, no doubt.
Carolina was Matt Rhule, who was a disaster there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did some good things in L.A. on very short notice and coming in. You know,
when he had players around him, that's exactly how he performed.
Now,
yeah.
You know, is he going to be Aaron Rodgers? No. And that's not what you're expecting out of him to come here.
Right.
But I think he's got the highest ceiling of all the quarterbacks in their pay range.
Yeah, and he's 28. I mean, you know, I guess a comparable, you know, when you think about it, the other thing is the fit, right? Like, sometimes it's the system, it's what you're going to do. If you think about Canales and what they want to do, they're going to be, you know, a wide zone blocking scheme. They're going to use bootlegs. They're going to use motion. They're going to use waggles. They're going to have the quarterback, you know, play action and getting outside the pocket at times. Those are all things Baker has done and can do, and it plays to his strength, right? He's younger than Geno Smith, but Geno Smith had a second act. You know, they just signed him to an enormous contract for 3 years, and he took that Seattle team after they traded Russell Wilson. Everybody said they were left for dead, and they went 9-8 and got to the wild card game. Baker Mayfield, I don't think, is done. I think if you have the pedigree of a number one overall pick, I mean, he's not Jamarcus Russell. He played a lot of football in college. He has won before. And, you know, you're only as good as the people around you, but I think he would bring fire. If nothing else, he's going to push Trask to be his best. You know, that's what you want. You want two guys really going after it to try to be the quarterback, to try to be the starter. I don't think he'll sulk if he doesn't play, or, you know, he'd have to be accepting of the role. That's going to be a big discussion. If you go in there and talk to Baker, you'll be like, yeah, what if you lose the job? You know what I mean? Now what? Because we're not looking to release you because you're sulking or whatever. And I'm not saying that's why you got released in Carolina. But, you know, you don't want that situation, right? You got to be all in. If I win it, I win it. If I don't, I support the other guy and I accept my role. But regardless, I think it's going to be a hell of a competition. I think he would provide a ton of competition. I know Jacoby Brissett can hold the fort. You know, we know he's a good placeholder quarterback, but no one is really looking for him to be their starter. No one. But for the same reason, he'd want to come here because the opportunity to start is still here. It still exists. And that's what every quarterback wants to do. They want to play. Hell, how about this breaking news on this evening? Jameis Winston has agreed to take a pay cut to remain in New Orleans with the Saints. He has no market as a starting quarterback anymore. That's it.
I think I saw, what, a $4 million deal that could go up to $8 million with incentives?
Yeah, if he played a lot, which, you know, unless Carr gets hurt, and Carr has a good history of not missing games, he's never going to start ahead of Derek Carr. He's just not. So he's accepted now. I'm a backup, not even necessarily a high-paid backup, but I'm a backup in New Orleans because I don't have many options. So that's something, right, going into your ninth season, the former number one overall pick of the Bucs. now headed back to New Orleans. So that's what I mean. Like, there's just not a lot of places that this opportunity exists. I think this will happen. It could change by the time we get off this podcast because things are happening fast in the NFL. If I were Baker, I would probably want to come in here and talk to these guys. I would want to maybe, you know, see how committed they, how honest they are about my chances of starting, because I'm coming after it, man. Kyle Trask will be on notice. Like, dude, you win this job, you're going to have to beat me out, and I'm coming for it, you know? But I also don't think it hurts that Tom Brady had some pretty good success here. Now, no one's Tom Brady, right? But if it's good enough for Tom Brady, and yes, they've lost pieces, right? They brought in Gronk. They don't have Fournette now, and there's other players that aren't here when Tom was here. But he was able to win here. There was a culture that he helped, you know, foster and thrived in, quite frankly, at an age when most people didn't know that he could still do it. And he won a Super Bowl. That's not a bad place to be, you know, if you're a guy like Mayfield. Carolina hasn't won anything in years and years. They just haven't been relevant. There's still a lot of Super Bowl champions on this team. There's still a lot of guys that, you know, some of which want to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on both sides of the ball. You know, you talk about Devin White and guys like that. So this would not be a bad place for any quarterback, much less a guy like Mayfield. And look, he's charismatic. He makes you relevant. I think the Glazers like that. There will be media attention wherever he goes because of where he's from and who he is. I don't think it's the worst option. In fact, you know, given their salary cap limitations, I might have gone more with a Derek Carr just because of, you know, the production he's had over the years. Now, he's not won a ton of playoff games or anything like that. I fault the Raiders because it's a pretty dysfunctional franchise. It's had numerous head coaches. He's had numerous head coaches, three in the last 3 years, I think, three or four years. But regardless, he's in New Orleans, and if this is, you know, would you feel that you're just outgunned if it's Derek Carr and the Saints against Baker Mayfield and the Bucs team? No. I'd give you a good puncher's chance to win that game every time. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I thought that was quite a development that, you know, again, from some of his representatives that they feel that the Bucs are a strong contender is what I was told for Landon Baker. And we'll know. Maybe by the time we sign off, man, things are happening fast and furious. So it'll be interesting.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Make sure you keep checking on TampaBay.com and the Tampa Bay Times. The free agent thing will be updating constantly. Again, expect some moves, possibly Shaq Mason being released. Other signings that could be forthcoming. We're still waiting to see what happens with Levante David and others. So a lot of updates if you keep checking back on the website. Big night for the Tampa Bay Lightnings. They are at New Jersey. This is a weird schedule, Steve. You talked about this. It's like there are two teams now, if you follow the Lightning, you're going to see a lot of over these next few days. They are at the Devils tonight, and then they play the Devils at home. Right?
No. They're at the Devils tonight. The Devils Thursday.
Back to back.
Yeah, although there's a day in between, so it's
right, but know, I mean they're two literally staying in New Jersey. Straight games against the Devils.
They come home against Montreal Saturday. They host the Devils on Sunday.
Again.
And then they go to Montreal on Tuesday.
That's nuts, man. Five games against two teams. Are we playing playoffs here? What's going on?
Well, and they haven't seen the Devils at all this year, and they're gonna get all three games against the Devils in 5 days. Six days, or whatever it is. Yeah, 6 days.
And they're pretty good, right?
They're tied for first in the Metro Division, second-best team. Tied for second-best team in hockey, basically. So
there you go.
A very good young team that can score a lot, and they play good defense as well.
And if there's one thing that you want to change about the Lightning right now, it's the way they're playing on the road. They've not been the same team on the road. They've had plenty of success at home, but of late, you know, during that five-game road streak or losing streak, mm-hmm. there were a number of those games where they just don't look like themselves.
They're
right?
15-16-1 on the road this year.
Yeah,
that is very unlightning-like.
It is. Even though they prefer Emily, they should not be upside down like that.
Well, you should have a better record at home than the road, but you should be if you're a playoff team that's doing as well as the Lightning are this season. You should have a better road record than one game below 500.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Well, these will be tough tests for them for sure to get that team three times in four games and then Montreal twice.
We're down to the final 15 games of the season, though.
That's incredible, man.
The regular season ends 1 month from, as we're recording this Monday night. So as you're hearing this, less than a month till the end of the regular season.
Okay, let's do the proverbial. If the season ended today, who would they play in the first round of the postseason?
Toronto. More than likely, they're playing Toronto. They've known this for months now. It's basically going to be Toronto, Tampa Bay in the first round. There's still a question of who hosts game one. Yeah. Toronto's got the inside track. They're 4 points up with a game in hand, but it's not decided yet.
Well, it's going to be a payback whoever they play, but I got to believe the Maple Leafs would love to see the Lightning. Love to get back at them.
Well, I mean, you're Boston, Toronto, and Tampa Bay. You don't want to see any of each other.
Well, that's true.
Although, you know, quite frankly, Carolina and New Jersey and the other side is really good this year.
Better.
So, although Andrei Svechnikov may be out for the season. He may have torn his ACL for the Hurricanes. So he's out indefinitely now. They're waiting on second opinion that, but that would be a big blow to the Hurricanes this year.
Yeah, that's all part of it. I mean, 15 games, you say they're almost to the end, but, you know, if you get a player or two hurt, that's going to be the key is do you have, you know, full strength going in the postseason and how you're playing. And that's why they need to get on track here over these next five games.
And the Lightning have avoided some scares. I mean, Stamkos went out the other night, thought it was going to be a lot worse than it was. He played the next night. Hedman went out a couple games ago, came back the next night. Cirelli now left Sunday's game after getting hit in the head. We'll find out today about him, although I did see a picture of him boarding the flight to New Jersey. So he's on this trip, this two-game trip. So that's a good sign.
At least think there's a chance.
So my guess is he's, you know, going to play or close to playing.
Interesting. Well, we'll have all that on the podcast as well as, like I said, check it on TampaBay.com, Tampa Bay Times, for all the updates on the free agent comings and goings. Appreciate you guys listening. For Steve Burstick, Gummer Strato, the Tampa Bay Times. Have a great day, everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.